An Indian national working for Tech Mahindra has been detained in Qatar for nearly 3 months without any formal charges, raising concerns for his family and Indian authorities. Amit Gupta, a senior executive at the Mumbai-based IT firm, was arrested by Qatari state security on January 1. His parents claim he has been held in solitary confinement since then, with no clear information on the accusations against him. Gupta's father, Jagdish, said his son was arrested while dining at a restaurant in Doha. His family traveled to Qatar and stayed for a month in an attempt to meet him. They were permitted only one 30-minute visit during their stay. His mother alleged that he was initially kept without food for 48 hours before being transferred to a confined room, where he has remained since. Gupta is reportedly allowed only a 5-minute phone call every Wednesday. While Qatari authorities have not publicly disclosed the reason for his detention, media reports suggest his arrest is linked to an ongoing investigation into data theft. His family believes he may have been detained due to his senior role in the company. Gupta, who has worked for Tech Mahindra for 12 years, was appointed the regional head for Qatar and Kuwait in 2022. He has been living in Qatar since 2013. Diplomatic concerns for New Delhi. The Indian embassy in Qatar is aware of the situation and has been providing consular support, but officials have not issued a formal statement. The case comes after a high-profile incident in 2022 when Qatar detained 8 former Indian Navy officers on espionage charges. They were sentenced to death before being released in 2024 following diplomatic intervention. Indian lawmaker Hemang Joshi has assured Gupta's family that he will raise the issue with authorities in New Delhi. However, Qatar has yet to provide any explanation for the arrest or indicate whether formal charges will be filed. If convicted under Qatari law, which incorporates elements of Sharia principles, Gupta could face imprisonment and fines. His family continues to seek diplomatic intervention for his release.